This is so stupid.
I need to be here more. Anyways, okay, I want to kick this off. Hi, Joe Fowler. Welcome to my stupid podcast.
Thanks for having me.
It's so great to have you on. Fellow content creator, TikToker, just adventurous Aussie type.
Just someone trying their best.
Yeah, you're doing really well. I found you on Instagram, and I just thought you were super interesting, cool. I liked your vibe. You're always doing cool shit. Like, you just raced the subway.
Yeah.
New York Post picked up on that. And yeah, I thought that really was really interesting. So just wanted to have you on and just hang.
I'm excited.
Thanks for being here.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah. I actually was so curious. What sparked you wanting to race the subway?
That was, I've had that idea for about 6 months, to be honest.
Okay.
Tyler, the guy I did it, Tyler Swartz, and the guy I deal with, we've been talking about it for a while. But then I went back home to Australia for about 3 months over the winter. So it fell through. Then when I came back, like, hey, let's make this happen. I saw like a video of some guy doing it on YouTube about, I think, like 6 or 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, as far as I'm concerned, all short form content is just old YouTube or TV content just flattened into 1 minute rather than like a 10, 20 minute thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, well, may as well try this because I haven't seen it on short form yet. So gave it a go and it worked out really well.
You actually were able to beat the subway, right?
Well, I was. He wasn't. So we did two attempts. So the one where he didn't make it, that one went like super viral. That's done like...
Oh, really?
40
That's so
million
funny.
Views. Yeah.
Because also, like, I feel like people could watch and be like, they could fake it or... I don't know. That's interesting that the one that was failed was more popular.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting as well because, like, the one that I made it, the ending was like really solid. Like everyone on the train was
when
getting
around
it.
When you ran down the... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like it was just like a really like nice moment and everyone was getting around it. And then it got like a fraction of the views.
So funny. I just was like curious because as a woman in New York, like when someone's running, like I'm terrified. Yeah. So I was curious if you like when you were sprinting, were people like... I guess you were probably so laser focused on being in the subway that you weren't looking around. But like, did you scare anyone?
I don't think so, to be honest. There's a few... Like, there's a few things. I almost got hit by a car.
Really? Yeah. Imagine if that's how you went.
Yeah.
That'd TikToker be funny, dies making content. People would be like, yeah, get him.
Yeah, that sounds about fucking right. Like, and they deserve it too. Yeah. Like, no, I don't think I scared anyone. I think like wearing like athletic wear kind of helps. You know what I mean? If you see someone running and they look like they're a runner,
yeah, yeah,
it's a bit different than seeing someone running in jeans.
True. This is true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was fine. I really didn't like focus on anyone else. It's just task at hand.
Is that one of your most viral videos?
Yeah, probably the second.
Because New York Post picked it up. Did they reach out to you or like do you submit? Like, I don't know how.
Yeah, they reached out to us. We had New York Post, CNN.
CNN?
Yeah,
that's
CNN posted a story about it. We're on the a morning show in Australia. They picked up on it.
I saw you went into a studio for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that here in... Okay, yeah. I was going to say.
Cross Live.
Got it.
Yeah, and then we had a Canadian channel as well pick it up. CBN, I think.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's really awesome. Did you think when you did it that it would get anywhere like that?
Nah, we thought it was a good concept and if we nailed it, it'd do like pretty well.
Uh-huh.
But like I wasn't expecting like... It's done like... 40 million views or something like that across all the platforms, which is just ridiculous.
TikTok is such a crazy place because as a comic, I'm just kind of like, wait, I'm like, come on, please. Yeah. Like, I'm like digging, but it's like, it really is just that one thing that hits and then it's just kind of a trickle effect. And
yeah.
I've always seen your content and I'm like, I feel like there should be more numbers here. Like I also, not to sound like a stalker.
Same.
Again, having you on, I did a little bit of a deep dive and I was looking at your photography and it's incredible.
Oh, that's the old me.
I was looking at these photos like the quality's amazing. Like
thank you very much.
The effort to get to the spots you get to and the views you get. I'm like, I'm looking at these photos. I'm like, the numbers on this are not adding up to the content.
Deep dive. They're old stuff. I haven't taken photos in like...
Well, it is in your bio.
Like, okay, true.
Not to sound like... Okay, I'm like...
I just haven't updated anything
at the top. I wasn't really like digging that. But I just really... I was blown away by it. I was like, this is really incredible. But you stopped with your photography?
Oh, come on. It was more of like a hobby. Like, I used to do it for a living back home in Australia.
Okay.
And then when I moved here... That was kind of the plan as well, do photography and videography.
You moved here for that?
No, I just moved here for fun.
Okay.
Like, I was kind of like, oh, I guess I need to make money somehow.
It's so funny. There's such a community of Australians that just like come to the city.
Well, yeah, it's cool. It's a cool place. Like, it's New York.
It is. I will say it is, in my mind, the greatest city in the world.
I agree.
But I'm also very lucky that I'm a 2-hour, 3-hour drive away from where I grew up.
Yeah.
That's not the case
for
you.
It's a bit more of an effort for me.
Yeah, it is. And it's interesting. I saw that you moved here, how long ago? Like 2017?
No, 2021. But I've been coming back and forth for a while.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So you didn't live here before the pandemic?
No.
Got it. Okay. Because I lived here. I moved here in 2016. And so I wasn't sure like how long. And I left for the pandemic. So I wasn't sure if you were here before and left.
But no. So I've been back and forth for years. So I took a gap year between high school and university.
Okay. You went to school in Australia?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then during that gap year, I worked at a summer camp upstate in the Catskills.
Okay.
And then I kept going back to that.
What summer camp?
It's called Iroquois Springs.
Okay.
Best place ever.
Were you a counselor?
I was, yeah. I ran the skate park there. That was my job.
Are you a skater?
Yeah.
Very
well, I grew up skating. I don't really much anymore, but yeah.
Gotcha. You have a very interesting story. I'm very intrigued.
And so I did that, and then I did that every single year I was at university. So okay. I went there like 5 years in a row.
Got it.
So 5 summers in the Catskills.
How'd you find such a small, like up the Catskills are very tiny.
Yeah, so it's very popular back in Australia to take a gap year between high school and university, and a lot of people go traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do Europe for like 6 months. I really wanted to come to America.
You're like the Catskills.
The Catskills chose me. Okay. No, like basically how it works is there's this program called Camp America.
Okay.
And they have links to all the summer camps. And you put up a resume and then the camps say, hey, we need someone for this job.
Okay.
And they say, oh, he skates. We need someone to run the skate park. And then they reached out to me.
Got
it. Hey, do you want to do this? And I was like, sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you came here by yourself.
Yeah.
Wow. Was that scary?
Yeah, shit, scary. I was like 19 at the time.
Yeah.
Like just finished high school and I was going abroad for 6 months by myself.
That's a crazy plane ride too. What is it, like 20 hours?
Super, longer. It was 16 to LA, then 6 from LA
to here. Oh, yeah. At least it's broken up a little bit. I've wanted to go to Australia ever since I watched Summer Heights High in high school.
It's the best show
ever. Best show in the world. It's the greatest show ever made. And that's my sense of humor. So yeah. I was like, I must, these people are my people.
Yeah.
And I just have never gone because I'm again, it's expensive, but like that plane ride, the thought of getting on a plane and being like, I'm not getting off for 16 hours. Like,
well, I always say anything more than 10 is the same.
Oh, really? You're just like on drugs?
if you're on a plane for 10 hours, it's like, it could be 15, it could be 10. It's just so long.
That's true. I guess if you sleep, that helps too.
Well, the way to do it is you go, you always, if you're flying from here back home, you always leave at like 10 p.m. for some reason.
Okay.
You always leave at night time. So you watch a movie.
Okay.
And then you watch another movie.
Okay.
And then you sleep for 8 hours.
And then you wake up.
And then you watch another movie. And then you watch like 3 episodes of a TV show.
Okay.
And you're there.
Okay.
It's like a breeze.
You're making this sound like I can do it. Okay. Yeah, I have to visit.
Or it's just like 30 minutes on Xanax.
True. I'm afraid of Xanax. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Which is weird. Like, you think it's like, it's a relaxant. So, but I'll never forget one time I had a weed induced panic attack once. So like
fun.
Drugs and no, very fun. And like I smoked prior. So it wasn't like my first time, but like ever since like a drug changed me so much. Like I took Klonopin once to go to Sweden and I like panicked.
All right.
Which like my sister's like, Tori, that like literally the drug does the opposite of what you're feeling. But I was like, no, I'm having an adverse reaction. So now I'm just like anti drugs, even if it's like for flying.
Fair enough.
But anyways, back to this Catskills. I could talk about flying.
It's pretty normal to be anti-drugs.
Thank you. Yeah, really.
It's not a bad thing to be anti-drugs.
Like, I was so lame of me,
and
but...
yeah, so I just want to let you know that I am anti-drugs.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay, wait. So you went to the Catskills, and then you fell in love with it, and then you're like,
fell
this is me every summer.
Pretty much. So, like, my goal was... I did that. I went abroad to San Diego for a year as well.
Love San Diego.
In 2019, I was there. Just so I could go back to the summer camp. I graduated. When I graduated, I wanted to move here.
Okay.
But then the pandemic happened.
Got it.
And I was like, better not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I stayed home for all of that. And then when everything started opening up, I was like, fuck it. And
okay.
Booked a one-way flight. And
just here you are. And then just went home for 3 months, you mentioned?
Yeah. First time since
just
I moved here.
Just
because? Yeah, well, it's the first time since I moved here. We did a family holiday in November, and I was like, may as well stay till Christmas. I was like, may as well stay till January. Like,
yeah, January in New York is the worst month of all time. Like, every January I go into it being like, just know, you hate this.
Yeah.
And luckily I traveled a lot this January, so like it went pretty quick, but like, it's still sad.
Yeah, and it's the summer back home as well, so I'm
getting
of FOMO from everyone.
Yeah, like, what part of Australia?
I'm near Melbourne, so down south.
Got it. Okay, that's where I want to visit. I have a good friend who lives in Melbourne. He's from there. He was a bartender here in New York for years.
Oh, really?
Darcy Dempsey. It's always a small world, but shout out Darcy.
Probably mutual friends.
yeah, probably. And so I always wanted to go visit him, but One day.
Yeah.
But yeah, unreal. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. But I love it here. I really love it here.
You see yourself here for a long time?
Yeah, hopefully, as long as I keep getting visas.
Okay, yeah, how do you get visas? Because you said you came here for photography and videography.
Yeah.
Do you have a job?
No, well, at the time, I came on a tourist visa and then kind of worked out how to get sponsored. I ended up getting sponsored by a marketing company.
Okay.
So I'd do that and then do my own stuff as well, but...
You still work for them?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So do that. And then basically that's, you know, casual at home. Like
just work from home.
Pretty much. This is why, like, I can just do my own stuff.
A 9 to 5?
Well. It's good. It, technically.
Okay. Full time.
It's a 9 to 5.
Okay.
It's, but you know, I just work for myself at the same time. So it kind of just balances each other out.
Is it hard to keep schedules and hold yourself accountable to certain deadlines?
Not really. Cause they're pretty chill. Like it's one of those, like, oh, if you get the job done, you get the job done.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of how my job is, but I have to be in an office on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. So it's great on Mondays and Fridays. And when I go in, I'm like, here's everything. So on Mondays, Fridays, I'm kind of like,
yeah, so
we're good here, right?
mine's all social media based, so it's like,
got it.
Yeah, I kind of just work with a bunch of other people, and then I do my own thing where I work with a bunch of other creators as well.
I saw on your bio you like produce a million other things. You got the Doorman Stories.
I work with my friend Cameron on his personal page. Mm-hmm. I work with this guy Brad, who's an old radio host, and now he's like retiring, but trying to find his new thing. I produced a couple of podcasts back in Australia.
Back in Australia.
Well, they're Australian. I edit them.
Got it.
Do the.
I'm like, do you want to edit my podcast?
Fuck no.
Do you want to edit this?
it's way too tedious.
It's so. Well, I know there's so many extensions I could just throw into my Premiere, but like, I don't know when it would. I don't know if it would cut too fast. So like, I'm doing, and I'm also new to this. I just launched this on April Fool's Day, so this is fresh. But like, I'm like in there with the cut tool, and then I'm dragging, and then I'm cutting, and by the end of the episode, it goes cut, 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 and then it's like cut. Cut, and then it's just single frame until like the last 10 minutes, and then it just ends, and I'm like, I'm done.
It's like when you write for a long time, and by the end of the page, it's like neat. Yeah, like messy crap.
Oh yeah, whenever I open a fresh page, my like first few lines are like perfect handwriting, and then I'm just like, it's so true. I mean, as you can see, my handwriting is trash. I was trying to get some notes on you.
Better at the top.
It is so much better at the top. Such a funny point. Yeah, it's such a But so you are doing everything.
Look, it seems like that on the surface, but at the same time, I'm not really doing much.
You're just horizontal on your couch over there. What's been like your craziest New York experience?
Ooh,
sorry to put you on the spot. I just feel like you're always searching for cool adventures.
I think the first time I did the marathon was really cool, to be honest.
Actually, when you mentioned running, because I signed up this year.
Oh, it's the best day ever. It's really? Like my favorite day I've ever had in my life.
Because in your video, you're like, I hate this.
Yeah. It's like a mixture of like...
Totally.
The best and worst emotions.
Okay.
Like, it's the most physical pain. And then when you're done, you're like, this is the greatest accomplishment I've ever done.
Yeah.
But the first marathon, when I first moved here, I got here about 3 weeks before the marathon.
You've run it twice?
Yeah. So I did 2021, 2022. Well, the first one I did illegally.
You just ran.
I don't know if it's illegal, but it's against the rules.
You just jumped in.
No. Well, what happened was I got here like 3 weeks before the marathon. Uh-huh. And I met all these Aussies who were running it. And they're like, hey, do you want to come for a run? And I was like, sure. Because like, I didn't...
Were you a runner?
Like, kind of not really. Like, never ran more than like 5-6 miles in my life.
And you're like, let's go run 26.2?
Well, they were doing their long run, which was like 18 miles or something like that. And I was like, yeah. Because I just wanted to meet people. I didn't know anyone in New York. And I was like, well, this is a way of meeting people.
You knew nobody coming here?
No, I knew very few people.
Wow, because you seem so connected now. That's cool.
I am now, yeah.
Yeah.
But so I did that, and I was like, I just want to have like a friendship group, meet all these people. So I just kind of just threw myself into this 18-mile run. Fucking died. Like, had the worst time ever. But then afterwards, everyone...
Did you keep up with them?
Oh, like a couple of them. I kept up with the very slow ones.
I was trying to like hurt yourself to like be popular. You're these are my friends now.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was cool. Like we all went out for breakfast afterwards. Fun. And we were like a good group. And I was like, this is great. And then they all started talking about the marathon. And I was getting heaps of FOMO. And I was like, oh, they all got to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them got injured. And she couldn't run it. So
she gave you her bib?
Yeah, I was like, I'll do it.
And she's Did you pay her? Or like?
Yeah, I paid her. From memory, I might have paid her out what she owed to charity.
Okay.
It was like an extra $500 or something like that. Okay. Because that was like the last bit that she did. So I just did that. And then, so I got her bib and I ran under, I don't want to say name. I don't know anymore.
You don't have to.
Yeah, so I ran under her name.
Okay.
did the marathon. They're like, the only long run I did was that one previously.
That's crazy. That is absurd.
I just gave it a go. Did really well.
That's insane.
Couldn't walk for 3 days. Okay. But like, it was the best thing I've ever done in my entire life. Wow. Yeah.
I hear my friend, so the reason I signed up, because my friend Chelly signed up, and shout out Chelly, and she wasn't much of a runner prior. Like, she's become one over the last 3-4 years.
Yeah.
And she's run a bunch of halves. And when she signed up, I was kind of just like, all right. And then not only did she love it, she like was crying tears of joy at the finish line.
I was the same. I called my mom and I was like crying. And I think all her friends were making fun of me. Just like with her friends back home. And I was like, I've done it.
No, it's so emotional. And yeah. Honestly, and then the next day she was like just fine. So, and she works on the Warner Brothers lot. So last year they had the strike. So she had all this time to train. So she was actually really well prepared. And just seeing her not only do it, but like, love it. I was like, I'm done. I'm in. I signed up immediately.
Yeah, it's the best. Like, so, I couldn't recommend it enough. Like, I think everyone should do it once.
I am nervous though, because I had signed up for a marathon prior. I signed up for the Miami Marathon in 2020 in January before the pandemic. And I got IT band syndrome really bad because I didn't train properly. So,
well, I didn't train properly at all. But if you don't train at all, then you won't be injured.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I mean, I would just like come back from work trips and like run 10 miles after like not running for 3 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Which
yeah.
What you did sounds like, I'm just shocked that
you. No, you just do it once.
Guys get away with that stuff. Not to like make it like a sex thing, but like, I feel like dudes are like, yeah, I just like ran.
Yeah, now I'm a bit more of a runner now. I run like once a week.
Are you running it again this year?
I'll give it a go. I haven't signed up.
You're just gonna like find a bib again?
I'll find a bib.
Okay.
It's fun.
I'm so pumped for it. And it's gonna make me like run. Yeah. Even though like I actually will probably
train. And running's become so popular over the last 2 years as well. It's like the new thing.
Really?
Everyone's running these
days. That's hilarious. It's insane. You're cracking me up. Guys, running is a thing now.
Have you never seen people in New York running? Everyone's running in New York. It's ridiculous.
It is. Yeah. I mean, like if you go on the West Side Highway, it's so many people.
Yeah.
That's true, I guess. I always just thought it was a thing. I was forced to run. I've always played sports. So like, since I was a kid, it was like, you got to do it.
Yeah.
So I've never not run, but I guess it's more of a thing. I guess, yeah, my friend Chelly is new to it. So way to jump on the bandwagon late. I've always been a runner. I feel like Nike made it a thing like in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, apparently I remember my brother used to run, like do marathons and stuff a few years ago. No, he doesn't. But he was saying that apparently running like leisurely like wasn't a thing until like the '70s. Like people just didn't like just go for a run.
Well, it's interesting. It was International Women's Day fairly recently, like in March, and I'll never forget my friend Taylor posted a post and it was like the first woman to run the Boston Marathon, and it was like not long ago.
And people were like pulling her,
they were like pulling her off the course, and I'm like, that was yesterday. Yeah, 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 I'm like, what is like, this is crazy. So yeah, to your point, I guess it really is more of a thing. I also learned this year, which is sad, that the reason it's 26.2 is because the first person to ever run one died.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That's the distance between marathon and Athens, I think.
And then he just dropped dead.
Yeah, as you do.
As you do when you run 26.2 miles.
Yeah. That's why I only cried.
Okay. Strong. Yeah, yeah. Your video that you made last year really cracked me up, though, because you documented the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And at one point you were like, I thought I found the med tent, but it was just the Swedish flag. Oh, yeah. The Swiss flag? That was fucked up.
That was the biggest vibe kill ever. Because it's one of those things where it's like, you need small wins because it is so physically like draining. Yeah. So like, you're like, all right, cool. The med tent. I could relax for 5 minutes. Turns out it's just the Swiss flag because it looks like a med tent flag. And
you got there and you're like, what the fuck,
man? I got there because I was like, I'm going to run to that med tent. I can see it from, it's like half a mile away. Yeah. I'll get there. Okay. And I got there and I was in so much pain. And I was like, I don't know when the med tent's going to be. And I was just like, this is awful.
Did you get ice? Is that what you needed?
Yeah, and a massage and a Gatorade.
Oh, they give you a massage?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're like cramping up and stuff like that, it kind of makes sure you...
Okay, you're like, hey, can you get my shoulders really quick? Yeah,
like, hey, really quick. There. Thanks, guys.
Got it. What did you get your time?
So the first one I did 3:50.
Shut up.
And the second one was insane. Much worse. The second one was like 4.5 hours, I think.
Okay, my goal is 4.
Yeah.
Maybe even like 4.5. 3:50 is insane, just being like, I guess I'll do it.
Well, the second one I was like, I was way fitter, I felt way better. I trained for like 3 weeks.
Three weeks?
I was like,
that's crazy.
But at that point I was like, I'm gonna nail this, and then I just died. You're so bad.
You telling me this is making me be like, whatever, train.
Like, well, it's like you're you'll on the day, you'll just do it. You know what I mean? Like,
I guess.
Because there's so many people just doing it, and you get all, like, the hype and the emotion. Yeah. Like, the sense of occasion. You kind of, like...
That's true. The reason I signed up for my first ever half was because I watched the New York Marathon, the ending of it. And I got choked up watching that.
Yeah.
Just as a watcher. And this is back in, like, 2017. And I immediately signed up for my first half. And I actually, like, got teary-eyed after my first half, which, looking back, I'm like, what a loser. Because then I started... But it's just such a funny... Yeah, I didn't run them until I moved here, and I saw that. And then, yeah, it's had a... Like, and every year I try and watch and, like, line up, because it's such a cool experience.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's best ever.
I can't wait to run it. And, like, my friend Charlie, she didn't wear her name, but she was saying everyone around her that did, they were like, keep going, Charlie. So, like, I want to wear my name and, like, 100%. Feel special.
I was in Midtown. I got, like, my shirt, like, pressed with Joe on it. But now I can't get it off, so I can't wear that shirt and work out anymore because it's got this giant Joe written across the chest.
You can still wear it.
But best thing ever, because everyone was like, Joe, you feel famous. It's the best.
No, that's what she was like. I felt like, she's like, they were, like, celebrities.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need more of that in my life.
It's great. Okay. It's really good. I'm even for, like, half a day, you're like, this is...
And then even after, you're like, I did it.
Yeah. Okay. Wear the medal for a day. Yeah. Everyone's like, hey, congrats. And you're like, thanks.
Do you wear the blanket or not? Yeah.
No, yeah, actually, yeah, I did. The worst one was, because getting home's the worst, though, because you have to,
cold.
Like, you have to take the train and everything like that.
Yeah.
And some cunts are like, just don't sit. Like, all the people, the casual people sitting down, you've just run a marathon, you're standing there, like,
crippled. They didn't give you their seat? It is. I remember the subway was pretty slammed when we were back.
Funny, though.
That is funny. Yeah, I feel really bad for the people walking alone.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, though.
Break my heart. I'm like, where are your friends?
No, it happens because the worst part is at the end, there's a solid mile that you have to walk to get out of Central Park.
Yeah, I heard that.
And that's the worst. So then you're at, like, 80th Street on the Upper West Side. And you're like, what do I do here? where is everyone?
No, I did. It was, like, below that, though, where they were just, like, in the street. I'm like, you should be, like, carried by your loved ones right now.
Yeah.
But I guess no matter what, it's still a great accomplishment.
No, it was cool.
Yeah. And you had a lot of friends after? All your Australian friends?
That yeah, we had, like, we had an after party and stuff. Okay. For everyone who ran
Fun.
It went to and
where'd you go?
Mates. The first time we were at Vig Bar in Soho.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
second one we were at some... Speakeasy in Fight Eye.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely want to do something. My sister's husband is running with me as well.
Yeah.
But what's funny is that she's now pregnant, which wasn't like when we signed up for it.
She's gonna pull a Serena Williams and just
She's not running it, but he's like, oh, I'm gonna be so sleep deprived. And she's like, I don't know if that's happening. He's like, no, it's happening. Yeah, so I'm just intrigued. We'll have, like, the whole squad together. My mom will come up. That'll be good.
It's the best night ever. Because you're just, like, so high on, like, endorphins and serotonin. It's the best.
It's good. You're always down for an adventure.
Yeah.
Do you travel a lot out of the city?
If I can afford it. I can't afford much at the moment. But
that's fair.
I've done a fair bit of travel outside, like, around the States.
Okay.
Not, like, since I moved here, well, but just in general.
You lived in San Diego.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you've been in the Catskills and then here.
Basically, yeah, done a lot of road trips as well. I think really? I've been to, like, 30 states, to be honest.
You are always on the go.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. When did you go on all these, just, like, sporadically?
After the summer camp, you get, like, a month of just, like, free roaming in the States on your visa. So everyone, like, all the foreign people, it's, like, all the British people, all the other Aussies, we just jump in a car and just leg it wherever we want
to
go.
Where's one of the most fun towns you've been to?
Fun towns? Or
yeah,
like,
or like states. They're like, well, like the time where you're like, this is a really cool area.
My favorite place is probably Montana.
Okay. So I really want to visit. I've never been.
Love Montana.
It's like one of the states I haven't been to.
So I have my best friend who I grew up with back in Australia. He's originally from Montana.
Oh, really?
And his dad runs a whitewater rafting business over there.
Cool.
So he goes back every summer for 3 months.
Okay.
In Australia for 9 months. It's a great life.
It's a great life.
Yeah. So 2 years ago,
whitewater rafting is no joke either.
Oh, it's the funnest.
Yeah,
he's been a river guide since he was like 8.
Okay, so he is the river. He's one with the river.
He is one with the river. That's the best way to describe him as a personality as well. Like, he's a very flowy dude.
Yeah.
Like, but 2 years ago, I went over to Montana to stay with him for like 2-3 weeks, and it was just the best time ever. Like, he's in this small town of like 1,500
What's
people.
It called?
Red Lodge.
Okay.
It's on like the southern border, just north of Yellowstone.
Okay.
And it's like 1,500 people, and there's like 11 bars and 10 churches. And it's just like the most interesting crowd ever.
Yeah.
It's like half hippie and then half redneck. Mm-hmm. And it's just the greatest time.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Did you go recently?
This was summer of 22.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. I've always wanted to go. I grew up riding horses, and like I always joke with myself that, like, if I were to crack and, like, just give up on life, I would just go to a ranch and, like, be one with the horses and just do my own thing and disappear. It looks like such a nice life.
It is. I think it's a really, not easygoing, but it's a really, like, wholesome life.
I guess. Well, like, they always say to get into nature, and, like, that's the best way to, like, be mindful and peaceful. And I look around, I'm like, I am in a concrete jungle.
Yeah.
So, like, and I went to school in Colorado. So, like, I'm pretty big on, like, getting in the mountains, and, like, it really is such a...
Colorado's great too.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Have you been to Boulder?
I haven't been to Boulder.
Okay.
Did do Denver. Yeah. Went to Red Rocks for a show once.
Fun, what
great.
Show?
Saw Anderson Paak there.
Cool, you know, Anderson, I love Paak. Anderson Paak. Yeah.
It was awesome.
I watch his Tiny Desk concert, like, anytime I need
that's,
it's a good
great.
One. It's one of my favorites.
It is a very good one.
He's the best. Was he good? And that's interesting show for Red Rocks.
He was unreal. I've seen him live a few times. It's always been a vibe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you travel outside of Australia and the States? I feel like you're like always going to go. Like, how much time do you have to get around?
I've been around. I've probably done about 25 countries, but, like,
really?
A lot of that's Europe.
Okay.
So you guys just go around, and then I've done a fair bit of Asia. We did Asia all the time growing up because Asia's kind of like our South America, I guess.
Right.
So very easy to go there. We went to Bali, like, every year for about 9 years straight.
Okay, that's fun.
Vietnam, Vanuatu, New Zealand, like, done that.
Uh-huh.
Then, like, America, Mexico, Brazil, then Europe.
Wow. You've really done it all.
I've done it a little bit.
Favorite country to visit?
It was always America. Now it's Australia, probably.
Really?
I love going home.
I love that, like, but, where you live and where you're from are your favorites. That's a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah. Otherwise, if I had other favorites, I'd move there.
You'd live there.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's why I moved here. I was like, I love this
place.
But,
like, to visit, if you're, like, doing a week somewhere.
A week is probably London at the moment.
Okay.
But it's because I have a lot of friends in London.
I just like it.
I like seeing them because I don't get to see them very often.
Yeah.
But my favorite place I've been to that I really want to go back to is probably Switzerland.
Okay.
Too expensive to visit right now, though.
Just the mountains? Are you a skier?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
But it's nice being there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's just gorgeous. It's super gorgeous.
It does look really pretty. Yeah. I've always wanted to go there. But to your point, like, I'm so happy. Like, so one time I heard, this kind of ruined me, because one time I heard, like, we're all, like, kind of on a happiness scale.
Yeah.
And, like, you, like, run, like, some people run, like, kind of sad. Like, they're, like, 2 to 5. And, like, 5 is their, like, best day ever.
Baseline or, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like a, you know, like a speedometer.
Yeah.
And then, like, some people run, like, 8 to 10, whatever. And I always think I kind of run, like, in, like, the 7 to 10 range. And, like, I could pour myself a coffee and sit on my couch and, like, watch a good podcast. And I'm, like, at a 10.
Yeah.
And then I'll, like, find myself on a beach and I'm, like, yeah, I'm, like, at a 10. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just, like, I don't need to go through. Again, I hate saying this. Sometimes I'm, like, I sound, like, a little bit, like, guarded or, like, that I don't really need to travel. Because I think traveling makes you a very interesting person. But sometimes I'll be somewhere and I'm, like, yeah, I'm happy, but, like, I'm just as happy walking around New York with a baked good in my hand. So, I don't know. It's expensive and it's hard to justify sometimes when you're like, yeah, I'm good.
No, that's very relatable. I mean, like, having a high baseline happiness is the best. You can do whatever you want.
It's true.
But I'm the same. I just like traveling because it's just, like, I like being around people mainly.
Yeah.
And when I can be around people I not often get to be around, it's just the best.
That's true.
So, it's like, I have a lot of friends in Britain from the summer camp that used to work at.
Okay.
So, every time I visit them, it's just like, oh, it's like old times. It's amazing. And it's like, it's just, it's the same 10 as a 10 here, but it's like a different kind of tenant.
Yeah. That's so funny. I feel that way about just, like, being around people. Mm. Like, my favorite thing in life is human connection. Yeah. And I think that's why I'm in New York, because there's just so many people. And, like, you can meet new people all the time. And, like, you can meet people from different walks of life that you would never come across otherwise. And that's what makes me so addicted to this place, that I, like, can't see myself living anywhere else, because I love that.
Yeah, I agree completely. I have this theory that, like, I love Manhattan. I know a lot of people, like, for Brooklyn or Queens or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I have this theory. If you're extroverted and you can afford it, why the fuck would you not live in Manhattan?
Yeah.
It's like, it's so busy. It's the center of everything. There's so many people all doing cool things.
Yeah.
And if you can afford it, because it is expensive, this place is way better than the other boroughs.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I only ever lived in Manhattan, and I moved here in 2016. And I've actually lived, when I first moved here, I lived on Stanson and Ridge.
Yeah.
And then I moved around. I was in Soho, Gramercy, and then I've been back here. But I love being back in Lower East Side, because it's like, I get that same kind of feeling when I first moved here, which was like, there's no feeling like it when you're first here. Like, it feels like everyone knows you're new, and, like, the energy is, like, it's, like, goes through your veins. You're just, like, even when I moved back after the pandemic, I left during the pandemic. I was in Maryland for 6 months, and I went to Colorado, and then I was in LA, and then I just kind of, I, like, lived with my grandmother for 3 months in Florida just to, like, have time with her. My grandfather just passed, and I just was all over. But, like, I moved back in May of 21, and even after living here for 4 years plus, it still felt like new and exciting.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
How long were you in LA for?
Just a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was...
Given like the comedy a go sort of thing?
No, it was so shut down from the pandemic that, yeah. And I go out there for shows now, and I'm going to go there for a week next week. My friend, best friend Shelly lives out there, so I'm always visiting, but I would never want to live there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just the people are different. They're not as like down to earth and like wanting to connect, it seems. So I feel like here, like people like want to connect, because it's like, why else would you be in the city?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the relationships really make the city what it is.
Really, yeah. Truly. And I mean, like, it also just changes who you are as a person. Like, I don't know who I would be if I didn't live here. Like, I don't think I would do stand-up.
That's fair. Did you start stand-up here? Is that...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it started randomly. Like, my friend asked me to be her maid of honor.
You did a speech?
And like, I wanted to give... Yeah, I wanted to give a really good speech. So I took a class at Comedy Cellar, and I just fell in love with it. And then that was back in 2019.
That's so good.
Thanks. Yeah. I just was like, oh, this is, like, everything I love coming together into one thing. I don't know how I didn't think of it before. I hated public speaking. Like, I was terrified of it. Like, I took a class in college, and I would get drunk for it because I was so scared. It was like a 9 a.m. class, and I would just be like hammered by like 9 a.m. and hungover by noon. So yeah, it was not my best trait, which I used for stand-up for a while, but it was bad.
And the maid of honor speech probably as well.
I was a little drunk, yeah. I look back on that speech, I'm like, you didn't need 3-4 glasses of wine before. Maybe one. Yeah, but have you given any speeches at weddings?
I'm doing actually one this summer.
Well, yeah?
Australian summer, so this winter.
You're going back?
Yeah.
Okay, when is that?
January.
Are you nervous?
Nah, not at all.
Okay.
I'm really excited.
Do you love public speaking?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think, I love it. I just like, I like attention. I like spotlight. And so I do social media.
Uh-huh.
But I just think it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's really like, you know, it's just interesting. I like making people laugh, and I feel like that's the whole point of a best man
speech. Would you ever do stand up?
Yes and no. I've always wanted to.
Okay.
However, the biggest problem is like, it's just like an insecurity of mine, right? Because I think I'm really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine by me. And I don't want to go up and then be like, oh, fuck, I'm not funny at
all. Well, if you're funny in real life and as a person, then like...
It should work. And I've always felt that way. Uh-huh. But imagine if like I just bombed the first like 5 times and then my whole personality comes crumbling down because it's like, oh, okay, everything I believed in myself is a lie.
I don't think that would happen. You definitely would bomb at one point because...
Oh, yeah, of course, because that's just the name of the game. But I don't know. I laugh at all my own jokes. I make myself laugh a lot. I think I'm humorous. And that's all that matters to
me. No, you are. And so, I've noticed it in your videos. Like, the way you review... Like, it's like everyone's doing these, like, Bon candy reviews. But, like, your take on it was funny. And, like...
Mm. I should have done it in Swedish.
You should. Did you know Swedish? No. That would have been really funny, though, if you just, like, made up words.
Yeah.
I don't know if that, like, they would have liked that. But, no, I just feel like, also, like, on Instagram or TikTok, a lot of times it's, like, watered down. It's like, I went to Bon, and this was my experience.
Yeah.
Wow, 5.8. And, like, it's just, like, we're so inundated with these, like, to bring yourself to the videos are what make them different. And that's why I think what you're doing is really cool.
Well, I still have to play the game a little bit. Like, kind of take things like that. Do it because it works.
I liked your latest review of the new... Banter Murray Hill.
I love banter.
My friend James works at the one. He's Australian as well.
James Coburn.
Yeah,
I love him.
He's the best.
My favorite person.
Yeah, ever. Really. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I love the. I mean, again, it's such a small world, but yeah, he's a good friend of mine. I know him from stand up. He doesn't do as much stand up anymore, but he's still doing like sketches and stuff.
Were you there for his taping of his special around the
corner? No, I was out of town.
That was great.
You were really there.
Good. Yeah.
He's. Did he do his bowling joke?
Probably. I can't remember, to be honest.
Okay. We got to all hang out. But yeah, I didn't know there was a new banter up on that. And the deals were crazy.
They're doing dinners there now. So the thing is, when I first moved here, the thing that made me so happy with that is in Australia, all the pubs have dinner deals every night of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So like Monday's burger night, $10 burgers. Tuesday's steak, half price steak. And Wednesday's like pasta. And Thursday's like chicken parmigiana night and all this sort of stuff. So when I moved here, I was like, oh, I'm going to just go to dinner specials every night to save money. Turns out no places does dinner specials at all. And everything's just expensive.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell's this? So when Murray, when Ben did opened in Murray Hill and they started doing dinner specials, I was like,
ah. They just opened it?
Yeah, it opened in February.
Okay.
I was like, oh, if I knew this when I moved here, it would be the best thing ever. So
I'd also be eating burgers every night and I probably wouldn't feel very good.
It's so cheap and it's so good.
I have to check it out. And then you and I already bonded over loving Dudley's.
Yeah.
I love Dudley's.
I just frequent all the Australian spots.
Yeah, have you been to Sunny Boy?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I love Sunny Boy. What else is there that I'm missing?
There's a lot.
I know, Citizens of Chelsea. Yeah, that's all there. The Citizens. Yeah. Yeah.
This bowl just opened up.
Which one?
It's called This Bowl. It just opened up next to Cafe Lyria.
All the Australian influencers are freaking out about it because that's like it's a fast casual.
Yeah.
It looks like, good.
Imagine Sweetgreen, but like Asian fusion. Yeah. And like way better.
Oh, wait. Okay. This reminds me of your videos when you stop people and you go, excuse me, sorry. Okay. Like, why do you say sorry? I want to know, do you always know them prior?
Yeah.
Okay. Not to blow your cover
Well, the series is called Mate Dates. Like, I take my mates on dates.
Okay. Yeah.
But I just use that hook because it works. I want to find a new hook because I don't love the hook.
Excuse me, sorry.
Because everyone does it. But everyone does it because it works.
What are some hooks that you've thought of?
If I haven't thought of anything, that'd be fine, to be honest.
Now I'm thinking. You should just say something crazy. What are you doing?
Oi! You!
Stop, drop, and roll! Yeah, no, I love those. Those are so good.
Just tackle them, pin them down, be like...
Punch them in the... Why do you punch them in the face? That's the thing that's going around right now.
Yeah. Just chill out on 14th Street.
Yeah, keep that going. It dropped off.
Want to grab a drink?
Those are so good. You have a lot of friends. It's impressive.
I try my hardest.
Yeah, you do a nice job. What's been one of the best spots you've gone to on one of those videos?
I really enjoyed Swingers. That's just fun.
Mini golf. That's the golf place. Yeah. I've been wanting to go
there.
Not to
be confused with Swingers.
Right. Yeah. Good to clarify. Yeah, I'm a swinger. Just throw your watch in the bowl.
I tried to put that joke in the video. It just didn't work out too well. I was like, it doesn't flow. It's like, the intro is like,
excuse me, sorry, this isn't swinging. Dead spot?
And she's like, Swingers? And I was like, mini golf. No, that was fun. I don't know. All the places are pretty, like, a lot of them are pretty similar. Like, some of them are just restaurants and the food's pretty good. But yeah. I think the date spot itself is, like, it doesn't really matter that much. It's more just about the vibe.
Yeah. Do you have a hard time? Because for me, I've been pushing myself to do more video content. But sometimes I'm like, I just want to enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
And I will say, in my experience filming, it does pull you out of it. And it makes it more about the content versus the experience.
For sure.
And there's a really hard balance there. Like, how do you navigate that?
Well, specifically for the dating videos and mate date videos, they're like, I go out to film. Like, right. That is like, it's more of like a job sort of thing. Like, we all know what's going on. Like, I'll talk to my friend and be like, hey, where do you want to go?
Let's and the
go
restaurants here. Are cool about you filming in there and everything?
Yeah, well, usually I reach out to them beforehand.
You do? What we're doing. Okay.
So
do they get comp meals for that?
Sometimes. Okay. Like, sometimes it's nice. Sometimes they're just like, no. Yeah. Well, we're going to go there anyway.
Okay.
Like, I always message them saying, hey, we're going to do this. Like, if you can help us out, great. If not, oh, well, we'll still come.
And okay. Like,
cool. So we do that because it's cool. Advertisers their place. Like, they all do pretty well in terms of views. So I'm pretty sure they'd be happy with it. And that's like going to work in a sense. Because we know exactly what we're doing. We film, we prepare things beforehand, yada, yada, yada. But the ones that are just like me going out and vlogging, it's not too much like taking away from the moment itself, because I kind of film very nonchalantly every time I do things. Like, it's kind of just like, I guess as a normal person would like film a story for Instagram.
Yeah.
You're just kind of like, you're in the moment, you're hanging out, and then you're
like, oh,
cheeky.
Yeah.
Put it back in the pocket. And then a lot of it's just like piecing it all together in the edit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll say like, I do love editing. So like, there's like that, while it's different, it's still a fun experience and like reliving it and then also sharing it with people. And then it's like a different way of experiencing something. So that
It might actually be a downfall of mine, because a lot of people who are on social media tell me I need to be posting more. So I'm like,
really?
Maybe I need to be more direct with it and more intentional.
In what way? Like, are they like, we want to see this type of thing, or they want to see more of,
like,
you?
Like in terms of like, just like growing an audience. Like, yeah. Yeah, like, how often do you post? I'm like, 10 times a month. They're like, that needs to go up.
Yeah, I know. Well, someone says like 4 times a day, and I'm like, I feel like I would lose my current followers. And yeah. You're like, okay, relax.
I just don't think I have valid enough opinions to post 4 times a day.
Well, again, I feel like oftentimes you're showing things. It's not even you really putting your opinion out there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really, it's done well. Like, I liked your vlog you did that just really showed you, where you're like, I love coffee. I justify paying for it. This is me doing this. This is me on the city bike.
I've got a bit of hate as well, surprisingly.
Why? It was like the most innocent video I've ever seen. You're like, I like coffee. No. I bought a bike.
Some people, all the comments are like,
fuck you.
You can tell you're rich because you buy coffee. I'm like, mate, it's like $10 for 2 coffees. Like, I bought my friend
also, a
coffee.
Also, like, yeah, you live in New York. Like, if you can't afford a coffee, get out of New York. Yeah, fuck off.
The discourse are hilarious. Some of them are like, I can just tell you don't pay for your own apartment by the way you treat your life. And I was like, what do you mean? It's like, I spent $60 that day.
I also love commentary no matter what, because you're like, thank you for driving up my algorithm. Like, yeah, honestly, I get a lot of like men hating on me for my stand-up, and I'm just like, yeah, keep it coming, please. Yeah,
honestly, it does push it a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm like, bring it on. But it's always, yeah. What's one of the meanest comments you've ever gotten?
Oh, I don't think I get very many, like, I don't really see him as mean comments in a way. I don't know. Because I'm like secure enough to like know that like it's more of a projection.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had one guy, I just did the vlog where I painted my nails.
Uh-huh.
And it's not really mean, but it's just like this guy commented, he's like, soy boy with not a hint of testosterone. And I just like laughed. I pinned it to the top and I thought it was funny.
Okay, that's the way to do it, where you either pin it or like I'll story it, being like, thank you so much.
Yeah,
just like shed light on it, be like, all right, you can't break me.
I did have a guy repost my video to his story and then like caption it like, this is the most soulless thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I was like, shit. Soul,
well, I am a redhead.
Honestly, grew up ginger, mate. You don't have to tell me twice.
Have you done other podcasts?
Nah.
Oh, is this your first one?
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, my God.
I feel like people that like you and only get glimmers of your life would like to have this, like, time to, like, get to know you a little bit.
I hope so.
Yeah.
How you going?
I don't know. I just feel like it's interesting when you see, like, little snippets of people, then you finally get to sit down and, like, understand their experiences and
how they
got here, what they're doing.
You only get very, very small amounts of information from short form.
Truly. Yeah. And, like, I feel like my own Instagram, like, I never really show much of my life fully, because it's like, I have a day job, I manage a comedy club, I'm on tour, I have this podcast. And
very,
like,
busy.
But it's like I never really like paint that full picture. I'm just kind of like doing random shit all the time. And everyone's kind of like, I don't know what she's doing. It's a lot and it's confusing. Like, and like, I don't really ever paint the story. I'm never like a day in the life, which I think actually would be interesting. But then I'm also like, part of me, like, I thought about a video that I would do. And I'm like, do I want a murderer to follow me to all my favorite places? Like, I also have to be like kind of cognizant of like how much information I'm sharing as well. So it's just a kind of a double-edged sword of like,
Yeah. As a woman, I think it's a little bit different, though.
Yeah, like, I live alone, and these are the coordinates. Yeah. Come get me.
Especially in New York. Like, I don't know about you, but, like, do you ever watch videos on TikTok and go, I know exactly where you are?
Yes. Like, so, when I make videos, I try to be really careful about showing, like, where I am. Yeah. But, yeah, when you're in New York, too, like, when you post stuff, it's, you're like, this is where I am at this moment. And also, as a comic, I'm like, come to this show at this time at this location. So,
yeah.
It's like a weird double-edged sword of, like, they'll come watch you do stand-up, but, like, don't know where I am otherwise. So, it is weird. But anyways, that was a long way of talking about safety. Do you ever get creeped out by anything online?
I mean, not about me, per se. Okay,
you've never had, like, a stalk or anything?
No, not yet. Okay. I hope not. Unless they're, like, really good.
Yeah.
But I don't think I will. I hope not. At least I don't know, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I haven't.
Hey, if you're stalking him, comment on this podcast.
Yeah. Right now. The address I'm at right now. I just don't think people care enough about me.
That's what I like to think. Yeah. I like to think, like, if people, like, what's weird, like, I'll watch reality shows and, like, they'll show their houses and stuff, like, Kardashians, they show the outside. Again, they have like a lot of security. But even like shows like Vanderpump or like The Valley, like show
we
like
the bar and everything. I went to the bar with my sister.
Oh really?
And we were there and she was like, that's the guy who does this, and I was like, I've no idea who these people are.
Where'd you go? Vanderpump, like Sir?
Yeah, okay. West Hollywood.
Fun.
Yeah.
I love that shit. I went to Schwartz and Sandy's, which is Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval's bar in December. and it was dead. Because, like, everyone hates Tom Sandoval from cheating on Ariana, so...
This means nothing to me.
Yeah, it was juicy gossip in there, let me tell you.
He sounds like a horrible man.
He is. Yeah, but it's so fun to, like... It feels like you're on a movie set when you're in those places.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it's interesting. They show, like, their apartments and stuff. And I'm like, oh, you're on, like, a big show. And there's... I'm like, I gotta relax. Like, I'm sure I'm good. You just never really know. Shit's crazy.
Some people are weird. People are really weird.
People are weird. No, I think in general. Like, I also think, like, if you think you're not crazy, then you're crazy. Like, I think everyone's a little crazy.
Yeah, everyone's got a little
to be something. A human on Earth, you gotta have a little, like, it's crazy. We all die in the end. We're on some rock in space. No one knows what's happening. Yeah. Really. People think there are aliens. Maybe there are. There's other worlds.
Yeah.
So.
It's a pretty big place. The galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah, the galaxy's crazy.
I've only ever been to, like, 20 countries.
Right?
In the galaxy.
Yeah, I know. And then there's an ocean that has, like, more area than, like, the land.
And I've barely been there as well.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the saying it's a small world, but it's a big world out there.
It's a big world.
Oh, yeah. We're at an hour. Anything you want to plug before we wrap this up? I'm, like, sad this is ending. But
yeah, geez, that was quick, wasn't
right?
it?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really have nothing to plug. You can follow me.
Yeah.
On social media. There you go.
What about your photography?
I haven't done that. I literally haven't taken a photo in a year. I'll do a little photo vlog.
Please. That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. But yeah, you can follow me on social media. At Joe E. Fowler on Instagram and TikTok. And now YouTube as well. YouTube Shorts is...
Oh, look at you on the tube.
Doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, follow me if you want. Or don't. I don't really care. It's up to you.
I recommend it. That's how I got him here, and it's a good follow. You show the city really well.
Yeah, and, like, yeah. I try my hardest.
Good tips and tricks. I can't wait. I'm going to ask you off air, but I want to see what you do next or what you got planned.
Yeah, sure thing.
So follow. Find out.
You can ask
out.
Me now if you like, because it's not much. It's like, I have nothing planned.
Really? Well, like, don't tell the people that. No, well, he has so much week. Planned. And you have to
really
follow to find
ahead.
Out.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be... Very no, big year ahead.
Follow now. The stocks are low and they're going up. So
I've decided I'm going to jump in on the Drake and Kendrick beef.
You should.
Yeah.
Just start saying crazy shit.
Make it about me.
Yeah. Yeah. More people should do that.
Yeah.
They're not utilizing this the way you will.
Exactly.
Well, I can't wait to see this. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
No worries. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. Hell yeah. All right. See ya.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.